shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Suddenly, I heard somebody shouting to Hitler's attendant. Linger.
Sneak me. I've never, ever went a day without seeing them all.
What do you consider yourself, Ted? Are you...
Yeah.
Are you bi? Are you,
I think it's a great tool that enables an officer to not have to reload his...
And he pulled his pants down?
Jawohl, I said.
You blew it!
And your wife said the same thing.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about and where truth is our bitch. And we continuously wander those wildernesses and we scale those heights that other talk shows wish they could and they cannot. Are you selfish for spending money on the Super Bowl? Are we lying to the government? What the would the money be better spent? Or how would the money be better spent? Our next guest, Charlie LaFountain, tells us how this hour. Plus, still to come tonight, Walmart offers a new anti-aging makeup product for eight-year-olds. If you're ready for that, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And online at the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. After our show tonight, you can go and see a show log. You can also take a look at all the other blogs that we have written on our website. You can access thousands of hours of archived material. Go to the Phil Hendry Show merchandise store and pick up our archived Best of CDs. It's a beautiful thing. And we're talking about Best of CDs from 97 on forward. Brand spanking new, not out of the wrapping. This is all new stuff. So it's sort of... I guess it's, I don't know what you, whatever it's, you know, sterling silver or something. All right. Not sterling silver, but you know what I mean. I don't work in an antique store, so I don't have a lingo. 877-876-PHIL. Charlie LaFountain is a blogger. He's also a analyst. He's been on MSNBC. He's written for Huffington Post. He's joining us here tonight to talk about this story. A new survey from the National Retail Federation predicts that come February the 6th, which is Super Bowl Sunday, that'll be in a, you know, about a week and a half, Super Bowl partiers will spend $10.1 billion, with 171 million people planning on watching the game, the most in the survey's history. Of those, 34.9 million, or 15% of the viewers, plan to host their own parties, etc., etc. Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. I appreciate you having me on your program.
And this is a number that you saw, and you immediately wrote a blog about it, and got a whole lot of people up in arms about it. What are they up in arms about?
I think that people are up in arms over the fact that the president has stated that the country is in need of some level of taxation in order for us to begin to get a handle on not only the deficit spending, but eventually someday, God willing, that we are attacking the national debt. And through it all, the president's been taking quite a bit of heat from all manner of people, not just those in the Congress, but also commentators on the right. A lot of the right-wing commentators, like O'Reilly and these people, have taken their pot shots at the president. We find out that there's $10 billion the American people are going to be throwing away this weekend. And they're throwing it away on what? They're throwing it away on... I'm not against football. I want to make this very clear, because I...
That's not a politically correct stance to take, is it?
No, it is not a politically correct stance to take. I'm not a big fan of football. I'm a hockey fan myself, coming from the Northeast as I do. But I will say, I understand football is very important. But how important is it to how important is it to the people who watch football to be seen as human beings who have a integrity and not be hypocritical? And I think there's some hypocrisy on the part of the American people when they say that they're busted, they can't squeeze another nickel out of them, that they've given all they can give, and here they are with $10 billion that they've got to throw away. And I think I'm saying this very accurately, to throw away.
Well, some people would say they're not throwing it away.
I know, I understand that.
This is how we enjoy ourselves in America. We have our Super Bowl and we have our World Series. You know, these are the national parties that we throw for ourselves. The 4th of July is another one. Super Bowl Sunday is another one. There's not that many. And Americans don't, you know, we don't bust it out all that much. You know?
Well, you're looking at, I'm not talking about Christmas, you know. I'm not talking 4th of July as a national holiday. I'm talking about the celebration of something that's not a national holiday, it's not a religious holiday, it's a Super Bowl, and we're giving $10 billion to multi-billionaires. That's the part that bothered me when I first saw the number. And, you know, we have federal deficit, and we have a national debt. So I do find it interesting, and I do find it troubling that people say that there's no more money to give when it comes to the national debt.
We're talking to Charlie DeFountain here. He is a blogger for the Huffington Post. He's also one of the analysts on MSNBC. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Charlie, you're working right into the crosshairs here of something. You're saying you're taking on the Super Bowl, you know.
No, I'm not taking on the Super Bowl. No, not at all.
Well, you're taking on, if you've got 171 million people planning on watching the Super Bowl, and you've got $10 billion being spent, those people are spending that money for one reason. They want to buy their hot dogs, whatever the hell they're buying, right?
No, they're buying their merchandise. They're giving all this money, all of this $10 billion to this event. Now, I would not have a problem with that if I was not listening to one congressman after the next telling me that the American people are tapped out, that they have no more money, that there's people, I've been told, have been out of work for 3, 4, 5 years. Now, how's that possible? We've got 171 million people planning on watching this. The country has 300 million. That's over half the population of this country. And you can bet your bottom dollar that most of them are adults. And I guess a lot of them are out of work, but they've got enough money to spend on a Super Bowl. So the ideal here is an injunction. And
well, yeah, an injunction against what? You're talking about, I know that you were mentioning an injunction against the showing of the game.
An injunction against the showing of the game so that we can garnish the $10 billion that they would spend otherwise, and garnish that and use that against the national debt. So this would be a national emergency tax of $10 billion, a federal injunction against the broadcast of the Super Bowl. The reason would be given in federal court, and this can be an injunction that the federal government, in the person of Attorney General Holder, the reason given that the finances of this country are in such disastrous shape, that the finances of this country are teetering on a complete and utter default of the federal government, that there needs to be an injunction against the Super Bowl game so that this money is not spent by the American people and thrown into the private sector of the private, okay, and that these people are not out of money, and they say they're out of money, they say they're out of work, they can spend $50 which you go get the spread of a dip, and they get cheese, veggies, and they spend it on the new TV, and that they're liars, and that we need to have this emergency tax. Now, you can do that in a federal court. And
what is the likelihood there's going to be a federal injunction against the showing of the Super Bowl?
That's not likely at all. It's not likely at all, unless we get some political will behind it. But when I see this, $10 billion...
Now, you say you're not a football fan.
No, I'm not.
So you don't really understand, I would guess...
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, my brothers played football in high school. I was a hockey player all my life, and I love hockey. And I saw the story, I was very troubled by the story of anti-Semitism in the NHL, which I would love to talk about, because I'm Jewish, and I played hockey, and I played it very well, and I don't want anyone saying somehow Jewish people don't play hockey, because I not only played hockey, I got in a lot of fights, so I don't know what they're talking about. But the fact of the matter remains, I love sports, but I don't like to see the country broke. And $10 billion going into the pockets of a guy that makes cheese dip, going into pockets of vegetable dip man guy, this is to me a waste of money. And
all right, so you've said something very, very controversial, a federal injunction against the showing of the Super Bowl, because that would keep people from spending that money on the Super Bowl. But the fact of the matter is, it's not going to happen. The money's going to be spent.
I know that.
Yeah, okay, so so really, what's the point of what it is you're saying?
My point, more than anything else, Phil, is to show to football, to show to the government where the money is. First of all, the government, to the elected leaders, say there's no money. Well, there it is, right there. There it is, right there. You tell me the American people got no money. There it is, right. $10 billion. $10 billion that they're pulling out of their wallets and their pants, and they're spending it on the Super Bowl. The survey that you read says 4.5 million Americans will buy a new TV to watch the Super Bowl. All right. Now, the government should take that money because they don't need another television set. If you're broke and you're unemployed and we're in a recession, what you don't need is a TV set to sit and stare at where, while you're broke, unemployed, and you drive yourself further and further into this hole of being a bum. And I don't think the American people see that.
Well, that's a very, very harsh critique. 4.5 million people.
No, it's not a harsh critique if you think about it. Sitting on your dead, excuse my language, on your dead ass, without a job, unemployed, a recession on, no money, and you're sitting in a room with no furniture. You're sitting in a room that is completely vacant, other than a wine stain on the rug or whatever, and you're sitting there, and you're watching your big TV, and your friends are over there sitting on the floor. Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
I don't know that that's what it is, man, you know.
Super Bowl, when it comes down to it, Super Bowl fans, how do I say this? Super Bowl fans, it's almost as if they would starve their own children. And I'm, if I sound angry, I am angry. I get angry at hypocrisy. I get angry, and I remember my own son, who I, you know, we threw him out of the house when he was 18 because we said, it's time for you to go. And when I first visited him 6 months later, he was there in his apartment with his girlfriend, and they had one beanbag chair and a giant TV and nothing else, no food. No, nothing but the TV, and he says to me, hey, Dad, how you doing? All happy. And I said, you live like a bum, and you're telling me that you're all happy. And he said, yeah, he looked like the most hurt guy in the world, like I hurt his feelings. So I've seen this in my own family.
877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, talking here to Charlie LaFountain as we talk about the Super Bowl and the amount of money that will be spent during the Super Bowl by all of us, all 171 million of us who are supposed to be watching it, $10.1 billion. Charlie says that proves that we're not out of money. It proves that we have more money that we can be taxed on, and that the hypocrisy of that is quite startling. Charlie, you know, Super Bowl fans, football fans, Americans are working people too. They're not all unemployed. And to say that they're all selfish, I'm a football fan. I'm not a selfish man.
So we've got these D-baggers, and let's talk about it. Let's get down to it, okay? I'm not necessarily indicting you, but let's talk turkey, as they like to say. Let's talk turkey. We got these D-baggers and these Republicans that are whining about no new taxes. They claim they can't afford them. They're lying. And I think it's time to say it. They're lying through their teeth. They can afford no taxes, and the proof is right here. The proof that these people sit around a teabag, and they want to teabag it, but they can't man up and pay up. And what we're talking about here, let's start paying back the debt that China buys off. You just did a whole hour on how the Chinese are now telling us how to raise our kids. The Chinese are telling us how to do everything. And now the Chinese are buying off our debt. I'm telling you that we need to get this under control, and we have to begin by showing the American people the very obvious source of the money here, $10 billion, sitting on a floor with a beanbag chair and your girlfriend with a big widescreen TV, no furniture, no utensils in the kitchen, no car, and all of your friends over sitting on the floor looking at your new TV.
Now, do you really think that that's a Super Bowl party, that's a typical Super Bowl party?
I'm telling you, if the reality is what they're telling me it is, that the American people are out of work, out of money, but they're buying big screen TVs, the only thing that I can possibly say is that we're going to have 171 million people sitting on the floor with no furniture at all, no heating at all, freezing to death, looking at their big screen TV with 25 of their friends going, hey...
All right, 877-876-7445. Charlie LaFountain, liberal blogger and talking head, he paints a rather bleak picture of America, a country that has $10 billion to, as he says, throw away on Super Bowl Sunday, 4.5 million brand-new TV sets, but everybody's out of work, everybody it's a recession. So how is it that we can afford all of this? And he says, in a perfect world, a federal injunction against the showing of the Super Bowl and an emergency tax to collect this $10 billion for the federal deficit is what he would countenance and what he would encourage. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Charlie the Fountain. We're here at the Stage Door Deli in New York.
That's right. That's that little something to eat, Phil, and back to, actually going home. It's very late. But
sounds like there's a big crowd there.
A very good crowd here, right?
And we're talking about the Super Bowl, and we're talking about the $10 billion that will be spent at the Super Bowl, not at it, but by Americans around the country, and how you are very indignant, and you've written this blog.
Yes, of course I'm indignant. You know, Phil, if I may interrupt you.
Well, I'm just, it just seems funny to me.
What is funny about an American who says, look at all the money that is being spent on a Super Bowl, and we're talking about a country that's broke? What's funny about that? Yes, of course I'm indignant. I'm indignant because I had a son that walked out of this house wanting his freedom one day, and when I went to see him with a check because he couldn't turn the heat on, he's sitting on the floor with his girlfriend, and they're watching a big-screen TV. Now, I know that boy, who I gave a check, a $5,000 check to last week, this week is going to have his friends over there. There won't be any furniture. There will be no utensils. There's not going to be a car. There won't be any heating. There won't be, I don't even think their water service is turned on. In fact, I know it isn't. They've turned on the electricity, and that's it.
And your son is living where? With no water?
He has no water. No. They cannot use the toilets.
And he's going to have a Super Bowl party. That's incredible.
But this is the American mindset. I'm bringing this up for a reason. This is not just my son. This is the American mindset. Rather than give that money to the federal government, they're going to use it to buy a big screen TV, chips and dip, and not even turn the heat on.
Well, then why don't they turn the heat on?
Well, they can do something with it, but they're not doing the right thing with it.
All right, 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Rodrigo in Roanoke, Virginia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sir, go ahead.
Sir, my first question to you, I admire your sense of personal responsibility for advocating action. However, would you advocate the same action for the Stanley Cup, for the Olympics, for the World Series?
It would depend upon the amount of money that is being brought in. The Super Bowl is an enormous amount of money. $10 billion in one day? Think about that. $10 billion in one day. I don't think there's any sporting event, any public event in America that demands that commands that kind of investment.
Really? Because they just rebuilt Yankee Stadium for the World Series after that. I mean, at a certain point...
Are you listening to what I'm saying? You're not even... Did you hear what I just said? $10 billion was spent by the American people in one day. What has Yankee Stadium got to do with anything?
Okay, but remember, that same $10 billion for those same guys who made cheese dip, onion rings, beer hats, all that stuff is stimulating the economy. That is jobs. That is people employed because someone is willing to spend that money. It all comes down to personal choices. Your son may not be making wise personal choices, but those are his choices as an adult. You can't sit there and make a generalization and say that
everybody's
making
bad choices. Absolutely. I understand, sir. And you're absolutely right.
Generalization, my issue is this. Congress wastes more money, my tax money that I'm paying. I would like to see it applied to other services. But instead it gets applied to services that I don't think are necessarily important.
I don't disagree with you, sir, that people will always complain about how the government spends money, but what am I doing? Charlie Fountain today is on a Phil Hendry Show, and I'm saying, let's start talking about how we make our choices. Now, you said we make choices. You're right. But choices have consequences. If a guy sits on the floor with his girlfriend in a beanbag chair and watches a big-screen TV and can't even turn the water on to flush the toilet, we get enough of those people. This country doesn't exist anymore. Would you agree with me there?
But again, because
personal choices ruin this country? Are you going to let those personal choices ruin this country, sir? You can't answer me. I can. I can answer that question. I can answer that question. I won't. I'm a patriot. I'm an American.
Look,
I believe in America, and I will not let personal choices ruin a great country. So that we don't want to have any public responsibility. We'll buy a cheese dip, the platter, or you buy the platter with the cheese. That's what you want to do instead of helping the country.
Here's the issue I have with what you're advocating. Where do you determine who is the person? Who is the deciding factor to say that your choices are better than my choices?
You would let this country fail. That's what you want this country to fail, to keep a guy that makes cheese platters.
No, I think Rodrigo's point is a very good point. It's a tough question to answer, but it's a good point. We got to take a break, sir, and hold on, Charlie. 877-876-7445. $10 billion will be spent on Super Bowl Sunday, and Charlie the Fountain, the liberal blogger, MSNBC talking head, says, why doesn't the government get that money? I thought the American people were broke. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Henry Show's 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Charlie the Fountain, a blogger. He blogs for the East Coast Observer, as well as a talking head on a number of the network news shows. And $10 billion spent on Super Bowl Sunday, something that you, Charlie, find personally offensive to the point where you wouldn't mind seeing an injunction against the networks to collect that money in an emergency tax. Now, as I said to you, you know that that isn't going to happen. And your point is, well, there's an awful lot of hypocrisy out there.
Yes, there's a lot of hypocrisy out there.
All right. Let me look at some of these other numbers. 4.5 million people say they will buy a new TV for the event, compared with 3.5 million who said they would last year, and the 2.7 who said they would in 2009. So it, despite a recession, we have from 2.7 million buying a new TV set in 2009 to the year 2011, 4.5 million people buying a new TV set. Is it not fair to say the Super Bowl is good for the economy?
No, it is not fair to say that. This is always the argument. Most of these teabaggers don't even watch a Super Bowl for the game. They watch for the commercial. How sad is that? That you don't know much about football, you pretend like you do, and you go over and you sit down on the floor at like my son's apartment I was mentioning, or my son's, you know, you sit down on the floor of some loser that's got nothing but a big screen TV, and you watch a football game, and all you want to see is the commercials. I say be a patriot, serve your country, turn off the Super Bowl, and donate the money to the federal government in some form as a tax back. We don't want to have to tax people. We ask people to do the right thing. These people have no clue. And I'm telling you now, Phil,
Look at the commercials are popular.
The commercials are popular. So you're going to sit on the floor of my son's house, look at commercials, eating a vegetable platter. That's a lot of money to watch a commercial. And the people have no clue who's playing, but they're cheering when a Best Buy commercial comes out with Justin Bieber. Meh.
All right. I'll say this, and we'll take a call. That young man that we talked to, if the American people make bad choices, if we make bad choices, we don't have a country anyway, man. How are you going to stop that from happening?
If you think I'm going to stand by and watch a great country go right down the and I don't want to use the word, you got another time. I would not let that happen.
What are you going to do, man? You're going to tax us and you're going to close the book? There's nothing. If people want to spend their money on the Super Bowl, that's what they're going to do. 877-876. Phil, here is Eli in Bakersfield, California. Eli, go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Fine.
I just want to first make the point that our country is not broke. Like you said yourself, your son went out and spent money on a brand new TV. I already do give my money to the federal government. It's called my taxes. And I don't want to be told where to spend my money if I want to go and enjoy a game.
What do you mean our country's not broke? We just heard we've got a $12 trillion debt. A debt of $10 trillion. We have deficits of a half a trillion. So I don't know where you're getting your information, but we're broke. The $10 billion, why do you say we're not broke? Just
well, we're not broke. There's a lot of people out there working, and they spend their hard-earned money, and I can go out and spend $25 to the local market on the corner and help support him, help him feed his family.
But what about the debt? The national debt, $12 trillion. Who's going to pay for that? I know what you're going to pay, and it's the thing that
we're already paying for.
Our grandchildren. are well, looking for it.
Probably eventually will, but you know, we're going to be paying through that anyway.
Well, where? I don't see it.
Well, we're getting taxed.
We're not getting taxed. 35%. Back in FDR's day, it was a 94% tax rate.
Oh, don't give me. Look at. Are we talk? What are we talking about now? Do you want to take the $10 billion? You want an injunction to stop the Super Bowl?
I just don't want to see this young man, Eli, or my own son, sit on a floor in a house with no heating, no plumbing. Where are you going to watch the game, sir?
I go over with my in-laws, and we pull all of our resources together so we can enjoy a nice day together in leisure.
Okay. And when you say your in-laws, you pull all your resources together to what? To turn the heat on? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I don't want to see your son sitting on the floor either, but if someone makes bad choices, that's their prerogative. We can't save everyone in the country.
Are you doing that? But you're doing the same thing, right? Sitting on a floor? Yeah. Yes,
no, I'm not sitting on a floor. I work hard for money, and I support my family the best that I can. I'm not sitting on a barren floor, and I don't have.
Are you sitting at when you go to your in-laws' house? When you go to your in-laws' house, you are sitting on furniture. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, and when you pool your money together, what are you buying? If you don't mind me asking you.
We're buying, drinks, we're buying food, we're buying vegetable platters, we're supporting the local economy.
All right, the vegetable platter right there. This is what I was talking about, Phil, these platters. Why can't this guy buy vegetables and cut them up himself? Well, they want to have the vegetable platter.
Well, they want to do what's convenient. They want to do what's convenient. The guy doesn't want to put his wife to work. You don't want to have the women want to enjoy themselves. So you get these platters, and I don't understand the nature of your question.
Are you buying alcoholic beverages, sir?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Well, people are going to drink beer.
Oh, they're going to drink beer. I just find the waste to be so abjectly, I find it disgusting. I'm not saying Eli, but I'm saying it's just disgusting to see the waste. This country desperately needs taxes, and we have people pouring America's future down into their gullet, getting high on it, and then peeing it out at the end of the day. That's America's future. If you think of it that way, Eli, and I know it's ridiculous, but if every time you take a trip to the toilet on Super Bowl Sunday, take a look into that bowl, you're looking at your grandchildren. Oh, he's laughing.
It's pretty funny, man. It's pretty funny. Eli, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What is funny about that?
I think it's funny. Say, take a look in that bowl, you're looking at your grandchildren.
Well, what I'm saying is, I find it to be very sad that an entire country is going to take $10 billion and drink it away when we could use that money. Could you, Matt, think of that? Think if that was a relative of yours. Think if America and the people spending that money were one person. Let's talk about my son again. If that was my son and he was spending that money to just drink away his sorrows on Super Bowl Sunday, I'd have to go and find him and do what John Adams did to his son. I cut you out of my will, I disown you, I don't have a son, and leave him there in the tenement, in the rat and roach infested tenement that I found him in. The problem is my son is living in a house that his girlfriend's father owns, but they can't afford furniture.
Yeah, okay, 877-876-PHIL. Let's get on here to another call. Colin in Louisville. Go ahead, Colin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where this guy's getting this whole idea about the Super Bowl and everything. I mean, that's like an American tradition. You're talking about just cutting it all out just to save some money on taxes?
If we're broke, where are we getting $10 billion all of a sudden on one day?
The fact is, it's not the Super Bowl causing us to get broke. It'd be like saying, okay, if you're a hockey fan, let's cut out the Stanley Cup this year. Let's cut out the NBA playoffs. You can't sit there and blame it on them.
Stanley Cup doesn't make that money. Where does a country full of people who claim to be broke, where do they get $10 billion out of a sudden? Don't you think that that's a lie that the American people are telling the government?
You think it's every American's fault that we're going broke because the government can't handle the money?
The American people bear responsibility for electing these people who mismanage the government. You can't say it's not your responsibility. And then number two, you take money that we could use and you drink it away.
So you'd rather cut out an American pastime, an American tradition, than hold those that are accountable for their actions?
I can tell you that
you're trying to make excuses.
I can
you're
tell
trying
you
to make excuses for the wrong thing.
I can
You're
tell
trying
you
to hurt what we have.
In emergencies, we didn't have football games, we didn't have football seasons. In World War II, I don't believe they had the NFL.
They didn't have the NFL at all. What do you mean in World War II?
Well, in World
War II. They had the NFL.
They didn't have it in World War One. In World War One, I meant.
They didn't have the NFL in World War One.
You're talking about a whole different scenario.
They didn't even have the NFL in World War One. They didn't have the NFL in World War One.
They didn't have TV.
What did you say, Henry? They had no football in World War Two, and they didn't have baseball either. Why?
Yes, they did.
Because it was.
Are
they
you,
had
are
baseball.
You completely insane?
If they
you
didn't have baseball, then why did they have that? What are you talking about? They had. Why did they have a league of their own, the women? Because there were no men.
Yeah,
they had Major League.
They still had.
So there was no Major League. There was no Major League Baseball.
Yes, there was Major League Baseball. Yes, there was. It just wasn't the high quality of player because.
What? All the good ball players got drafted, but the bad ones stayed here? Are you kidding me?
They used a lot of.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. I'll tell you something else.
Oh, look, I'm going to interrupt. I understand what you're saying, that in the times of emergency, sometimes things get suspended. I get it. But this gentleman's question, Colin's question, is a good one. Why should football fans be penalized because there was mismanagement? I'm not even willing to say that there's been mismanagement of the government so much as there's been mismanagement of the private sector. The government shouldn't have bailed out, okay?
Right, exactly. The banks, those idiots. How many of those banks are giving money to the Green Bay? I don't even know the name of these teams. Is there one of them called the Steelers?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of these banks, these crooked banks, are bailing out the Green Bay Packers? What's it called?
The Green Bay Packers, and nobody's bailing them out. They've been around for years. If you really think about football, these teams have nothing to do with the national deficit. The fact people want to get together with their families and enjoy what freedom they do have as Americans to watch a game and teach their kids lessons about life and how to have fun and enjoy themselves, no matter how bad it gets out there in this world, you still have your family to go with and be with.
What do you mean teach lessons about life? What does football teach you? Lessons about life?
It's not just about the game. It's about life in general.
What
you
is?
Every day, so you get to spend one day and one quality time with your family, your brother, your children. And you sit there and have fun with them and enjoy
and
that
you have
time.
Fun, yeah. And remember what Plato said. We need our games. They reflect our subconscious.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey. Mr. Henry has been our guest speaker today at the ladies. What an ego.
Oh, well, don't mock me for that, okay?
Well, what is it with Plato? This gentleman, Colin, who sounds like a very nice young man, you know who Plato is, sir?
Yeah.
You do?
And I didn't even go to college. I went in the Marines.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. You've been insulting here, Charlie, in trying to make a point about the national deficit.
No, I haven't insulted anyone.
In trying to make a point about the national deficit and the national debt, you say, let's put it on the back of football fans. Hey, here's a $10 billion. You're almost like the guy who picks a pocket. You say, look at that fat-looking cat walking up the stairs. See that big billfold? We can grab it.
You're calling me a thief.
Well, I mean, it's the way a thief thinks. I need a bunch of cash. I need it fast. Look at this dude here, man. This is an opportunity.
I said that we should have a legal injunction against the game.
You know it's not going to happen that way. All right, I thank you very much, Colin, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll take a break here, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Charlie the Fountain about the Super Bowl. $10 billion will be spent on that day. Why aren't we giving it to the government to pay off the national debt? Why are we drinking it away, as Charlie said? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman in our news hour. With me is Charlie the Fountain, blogger for the East Coast Observer. I got that name wrong, Charlie, before I apologize. And MSNBC and the Huffington Post. And we're talking about the Super Bowl with $10 billion. $10 billion the American people will pay on that day. Now, you have said, Charlie, that it is blatant hypocrisy for the American people to claim that they're broke or that they don't have any money and then show that they have $10 billion. It's really not the point, though, is it?
I think it's the point.
But when the people say, I may not be broke, but I have every right to spend my money the way I want to spend it.
Look, I just looked at a commercial film on television. I know it was a commercial. It was on that Anderson Cooper. And they showed a picture of Elton John and another man, and they had a baby. And the first thing that came into my mind, and you're going to think I'm being funny, and I'm not. They censored that picture. They would not show Elton John with a baby and the guy that Elton John is married to. He's married to a man, and they adopted a child. And the first thing that came into my mind was Packers, Green Bay Packers. So a gay, you could call it a homophobic joke, came into my mind because of the preoccupation of America with football. Now, I would tell you that $10 billion is a big amount of money that people have to drink away, to eat away, and to throw away without turning on the heat, buying furniture, and sitting on a floor.
You got everybody sitting on a floor and in the cold with no heat.
That is how my son's watching the Super Bowl, and he's having his friends over. And they don't have flushing toilets. They have, I don't even know if the sewer line is hooked up.
And I thought you said this is a home that's owned by his girlfriend's father.
It is, but I don't know that he knows they are there. I think they're squatting, and that's the point I'm trying to make. We've got a country full of people who need to be helped. My son's one of them, and yet he doesn't understand that he needs the help. He wants to go ahead and take the money that we could use to help him and drink it away.
Is your son an alcoholic?
Not at all, no. But on that day, Super Bowl Sunday, he likes to just drink. He and his friends. Because he thinks it somehow will earn him his manhood. Well, I'm here to tell you, no, it won't. And again, Elton John with his wife, which is his husband, I should say, is the two men. Why would a homophobic joke like Green Bay Packer come into my mind? Because we're preoccupied with it.
No, you know, that's not us. I think that's more your problem. 877-876-7445. Elizabeth, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I have a question for Charlie. Charlie, you
yes,
work
ma'am.
Really hard for your money, don't you?
What's that, ma'am?
Charlie, you work really hard for your money, right?
I work hard some days, and other days it comes a little easier.
Okay, when the man called and said he's going to spend time with his family and he's going to spend his money on his activities for the Super Bowl, he has every right to do that, just like you had the right to take $5,000 and give it to a child of yours who doesn't appreciate it. And that's why you're complaining. I think you're very angry because your son doesn't appreciate how hard you work for your money.
Well, I said that I don't work that hard. That's number one. And
well, you know what we're talking. It's your money, right?
Of course. It's my money, yeah. But I don't work that hard. I don't know what the lady's referring to.
We're talking about money that we work for.
All right. But the second point that I want to make is that my son is representative of the American people who
but
would rather take $10 billion.
Charlie, my father never would give me $5,000. He'd tell me to go work for it. You wasted your money, and then you turn around and say,
are you sitting on the floor? Were you sitting on the floor?
You wasted your money on your son, and you're telling us we waste our money on Super Bowl. And I think
well,
you're just an angry father.
I think if your father wasn't going to give you money, it's because you're not living sitting on a floor with no flushing toilet.
My father taught me how to work for my money. He never gave it to me. I earned it.
My point is, you were living in a home at that time where you flushed the toilets and you had furniture. My son does not live in a home like that.
I lived in a studio apartment until I had enough money to get a bed for myself. Your son doesn't appreciate your money. Don't give it to him anymore.
Did the toilets flush is all I'm asking you. Did the toilets flush?
Let's assume that the toilets flushed in her house.
All right. So the toilets flushed in her house. So she had it great. There are a lot of Americans, they don't have that. We need to find ways to help them. Now, Elizabeth and my son and others on Super Bowl Sunday are going to sit and drink the day away.
Charlie?
Yes, that's what makes...
Charlie, you never taught your son how to appreciate working for his money, so he does have toilets that flush. And that's my whole point. You're angry. And don't take it out on the American public.
I'm angry at the American people for being so selfish that that they're going to drink away their day on Sunday when we could use that money to pay down the debt. Am I angry at my son? Yes, I am angry at my son.
Well,
I'm angry at the fact he's got 30 of his friends coming over and they can't flush a toilet.
Don't give him any more money, and then he can earn it himself. If he doesn't like his toilets not flushing, he can figure it out. It's not your problem.
Let me ask you something. You want me to see my own son carried frozen stiff out of that apartment by emergency services. Is that correct? That's what you want me to do. And his girlfriend. Because that's what's going to happen if I don't give him money. They're going to carry out a frozen stiff carcass. I was in Vietnam. Have you ever seen that? Because I have. I've seen a guy frozen.
What do you mean frozen in Vietnam?
In Korea. Excuse me. Yes?
Is your son an invalid, Charlie?
Mentally, yeah. I would say, and I'm not trying to be funny, mentally I think he is an invalid.
Are you being serious?
No.
Did you give him a good education?
I didn't think I had to teach him how to flush a toilet.
All right, coming up, we've got the news hour. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Oh, wait, I'm not finished with her. I didn't teach him how to flush a toilet. At least I didn't have to. His mother, she's the one that made him into a softie.